My guest at this time is Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. He joins me now with just hours to go before a possible government shutdown if an agreement is not reached before the midnight deadline. He's with me now to talk about all the different talking points going back and forth and what the facts are on the ground as we get closer to this deadline. And, Senator, it's great to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Speaker Boehner said today this impasse is over spending. Democrats aren't serious enough about spending. Democrats say there's been an agreement on spending, and Republicans are holding this up over a rider, a policy position statement on women's health. Of course, Republicans would say that's about defunding Planned Parenthood. What are the facts here?
Well, two things. Number one, I'm not privy to the negotiations between the Speaker and Senator Reid, so I don't know exactly what they've gotten down to. I can tell you that there's no group in America that is sacrosanct. There's no group in America that shouldn't be part of this budget exercise, and for Democrats to refuse to budge on the budget because they want to protect an abortion organization that is key to their voting base is outrageous. You can't shut down the American government because the Democrats refuse to look at the budget of one organization, and no matter how they may feel about the services that organization provides. That being said, I think it's pretty clear that up to this point, the Democrats unfortunately have not been serious about cutting the budget. First of all, the Senate Democrats have never proposed a budget to begin with. The only thing they've ever proposed, which they weren't even able to pass out of a chamber that they have a majority in, is a $6 billion cut. Well, $6 billion is what what this government borrows every 36 hours. So they, you know, the reason why there's no transparency in this is because usually what happens is the House will pass a budget, the Senate will pass a budget, and then you have a negotiation to try to bridge the difference between the two different budgets. But in this process, there's only one budget, and that's the budget that the House has passed. If the Democrats were serious about dealing with this, they would have passed the budget. Instead, they want to play political games because they're nostalgic about 1995 and what they think was a good political move at that time. So this is serious stuff. We don't need a shutdown. What we need is a functional government with serious policy leaders. And I think what we're seeing here is that, at least on that side of the aisle, they're not very serious about this stuff.
From what you've observed in the Senate over the past 3 months or so, just a few weeks ago, we saw the Democratic leadership put forth a continuing resolution for the rest of the fiscal year that would cut just $4 billion. As you just mentioned, that's walking around money by government daily spending standards. Now they claim they're okay with $78 billion in cuts. So what can you read into
that? Well, those are two. That's apples and oranges. You know, they're talking about $78 billion over a 12-year period, over a 12-month period. And I mean, half of that money's already gone. It's already been spent. So they're trying to annualize the amount of the cut. The reality is that we don't know what they've agreed to. They claim to have agreed to over $30 or $35 billion in cuts. And if so, then they should say that, and they should pass a budget that does that. Why haven't they passed that budget? I mean, they have 53 votes here in the Senate. They have the majority. Senator Reid could have passed a bill of this type. The truth is they've been trying to figure out, the reason why this has taken so long is because the president's been missing in action, and the Senate Democrat leadership has been trying to figure out how they can turn this into a political weapon. They've spent more time thinking about how to win this politically than they have about doing their job on behalf of the American people.
As you mentioned before, this seems to be largely a negotiation between the Speaker on the Republican House side and Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. What has been the role of Senate Republicans in this? You're obviously in the minority, but whether in consultation with the Majority Leader or with Speaker Boehner, what kind of input have you directly had?
Well, by law, it's the House's job to originate spending bills, and then the Senate obviously has to pass them. And our role has been to vote in favor of the bill that the Senate sent over, that the House sent over, a $61 billion cut. We voted for that. We've proposed multiple ideas along the way, and that's been our role. And obviously, we're in the minority, and we're not the body that originates it, but we're prepared to vote right now to make sure the government stays open, to make sure that we make good public policy decisions, and so that we can move on to the big debate. Right now we're fighting over billions, but really the fight is about trillions, and that's the debate that awaits us, not just with the 2012 budget, but also with the debate over the debt limit. By the way, it's important to remember that Paul Ryan this week came out with a budget for 2012, mm-hmm. and he's already being attacked and vilified by the Democrats. The Democrats in the Senate, the majority party here in the Senate, they don't have a budget. They haven't proposed a budget to counter Ryan's budget, and they have no plans of proposing one anytime soon. I mean, it's outrageous.
We're talking with Florida Senator Marco Rubio. And, Senator, what will you need to see if there is a deal today or at some point here in the coming weeks?
Well, I want to see a real measure of spending. But first of all, I want to make sure our troops get paid. I mean, first and foremost, that's the most important thing. I want to make sure that our servicemen and women in harm's way get paid. It's outrageous that they don't get paid. Second of all, I want to see real cuts. You know, I want to see real steps towards recognizing that this country has a fiscal problem and it needs to be addressed. And if, you know, this is as tough as this may seem, this is actually one of the easier decisions we have left to make around here. The ones about the long-term future of our country are going to be a lot tougher.
You're from a bellwether state politically, not that that should necessarily matter in this debate, but what are you hearing from your constituents? How are they breaking down as this deadline approaches?
Well, our constituents are upset. And rightfully so. They're looking at Washington. They're saying this place is a circus. I mean, you guys can't get anything done, and nothing up there is going. And where are the serious policymakers in all of this? So I think they're looking at the same time, they recognize that our government cannot continue to spend money it doesn't have. And let me tell you something. If you can't make a reduction of $35, $40, $45, or $50 billion, if you're willing to shut down the government because some one interest group in the country, you think they deserve money, and them getting their money is more important than the entire country. If you refuse to even propose a budget, how in the world are you ever going to be a real, honest participant in the much bigger debate that awaits on how to put this country on solid fiscal footing? And so I think people should be concerned about the fact that in this process of putting America on the right track, there's only one party apparently working on that.
Last question before we let you go. Given the back and forth rhetorically we've seen today, do you suspect, given what you know at this point, that it's more likely than not to see a shutdown? Or do you think that this shows that there perhaps are only a few more sticking points left and something can be done?
Well, I'm still hopeful that at the end of the day, this brinksmanship will end and that cooler heads will prevail and that we're going to get a real budget here that in a responsible way begins to reduce the amount of discretionary spending that our government has for the rest of this year and sets us up for the much more important debate about how we're going to spend money for the next 50 or 60 years.
Senator, you've made some very important statements on this, the upcoming debt limit vote. You mentioned the budget debate for the coming year. So many critical issues to come, not just today, but down the road. And we look forward to catching up with you then. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.